now beaming into Nerd FT Radio.
This is Nerd FT Radio, where nerds full-time explorers of the metaverse, surfers of the blockchain, not in her mom's basement. I still fucking got it. I'm your host, Arashi, aka the Dragon Ball Z noob. I had to start it. And I'm here with Crypto Crier, aka the Apple Maxi.
Apple shareholder.
Good Lord. Shareholder. Excuse me. Sorry, boomer terms you, here. But we're back.
Yeah. We're back, baby.
This is officially season two of Nerd FT Radio. I got bored of my PlayStation 5, and I am now officially back here. Crier hasn't gone anywhere. He's been in the trenches. He's been cruising through spaces, grinding, doing his thing. Meme coins, ETH Denver, the whole nine. And now RSG is back. There's only two things that could happen here. Either this means the bull run's about to start, or I think it's the top. I'm back. So we'll see what happens.
RSG's, this is how it works. You know, the people that come back for the first time, it's like it's the local top, right? RSG's murking the local top. Man. No, I'm just joking. We're at ETH NFT bottoms here. We're coming back to fire up the markets here. People got to buy my bags.
Someone has to do it.
Someone's got to do it.
And it ain't going to be
me. We've seen the complete capitulation of stuff happening right now. Apes at 14, all the way down to 12. Big, like, 2 ETH bounce back. We'll see what happens there. A lot of some of the art stuff's popping off again on the east side. But, yeah, at the end of the day, Ordinals is something that kind of popped up. A lot of we have the same liquidity fighting for all the same things. And now where ETH gets taken down because ETH pumps in price, the people are looking at ordinals, so that the liquidity is fractionalized, right? I do think that they'll have their heyday. We've been talking about it for a while, but yeah, glad to be back. RSG's been PS5-ing.
I honestly haven't. I'm gonna be real with you. It's been a weird
for a while. Spot. You were
no for a while, definitely for a month and a half. I beat all the Spider-Man's God of War. Went in work. It's doing its thing. So here we are. It's
doing some research. Back.
Doing some research on other stuff. Yeah, doing research on all my assets going down. I'm just looking at the list over here. Cool Cats, 0.5. Doodles, 1.6. I don't have Azuki, but Azuki, 4.4. Dead Fellas, 0.1. Gutter Cat, 0.22. Cool Man's, 0.02. In other words, this has to be the best time to come back. Things are down, blood all over, and this is the time to grab
your Yeah, just by your list of plays. NFTs, we know you've been gone for a while. What do we got on the docket today? What stuff we got?
We have Magic Eden that's been taking the storm for the last few months, and then finally for those ETH OGs, you've been able to claim diamonds. So we'll talk about that. The other thing we'll be talking about is Sappy Seal's beta game that they had. Yep. It's pretty much a stress test. Let's call it a stress test more than anything. We'll talk about that. ETH NFTs, we already just talked about it, but we can talk a little bit about the expectations of that maybe a little bit. And then the last thing, I got some nerd stuff here. I always got nerd stuff here. A lot of actually really cool shows and movies are coming out or already just happened, especially Dune 2. So I'll talk about that.
Yeah, we talked about that. Well. I saw it.
You did? Wow. Okay. Oh, yeah. At the end. All right. Magic Eden. So for the people that haven't been here for some time, just like me, Magic Eden is pretty much OpenSea. It's another marketplace that started out on the Solana side of things, and then pretty much with partnerships with Yuga Labs, Bored Apes, and of course, just seeing the freaking shit show of what's going on at OpenSea, they saw the opportunity of coming over to the ETH side. They're making this marketplace for ETH NFTs, for anything to do on that chain. And what's really great about it is they're literally grabbing the marketplace space by the balls and allowing for ETH OGs, so anyone that's pretty much traded since 2017 all the way to, I would assume, a few months back, to go ahead and claim.
I actually got bonus diamonds for doing stuff this week. Like,
there you go. So it's on their marketplace. It was already up to this week. So what's really cool about that is, again, you're going to be able to claim these diamonds. At the moment right now, you can't claim the diamonds to then put it into your wallet and sell it. But it's pretty much kind of like what happened with Blur, where you're able to get all these points. And at one point, they will be
They're trying to blur right now is what's going on. So essentially, Magic Eden, I will say, is pretty robust. It's not just ETH. They have Ordinal, Solana, a bunch of art marketplaces. They just partnered with a lot of these ETH ones to have royalties enforced contracts and stuff like that on theirs. I do think it's a push to get the creator royalty thing back. We'll see. We've seen people try to do that already. And creator royalties at not the enforced contract level, I think, are not going to get paid personally. But right now, OTC trading of the points is, or diamonds or whatever the fuck, that's around 0.0 or 7 cents, roughly. So we'll see how that, if that holds up or not. But yeah, I claimed a couple wallets so far. It's a 20% initial, and then it's a clift, whatever the cliffing is on it. I'm not 100% sure, but we'll see what it is. But essentially I got about 120. So we'll see what happens there over time. But yeah, it's about 20K initially. If you have a good volume on these things, $1,400, right? At current OTC prices, that's pretty awesome. And those are the two wallets I claimed were pretty much like two hot wallets that had, I think one had 70 something ETH in volume. Other one had 150 in volume. And yeah, pretty good variation points. One was 10K initial. And with almost like 4K, and another was like 2K or some 4K or something. I can't remember what it was, but if you have a halfway decent volume, you've been here for a while, it's definitely worth checking for sure. So we don't know in terms of what they actually do, but I guarantee you they're going to force it just like Blur. Listings are going to be how you unclaim the extra unlocked ones. If you do volume on there, 100% loyalty, literally it's exact playbook as Blur. We'll see, right? I heard we had 10 of us all looking and checking on the Discord. Pretty much everyone's, I have to claim to get more, I have to list stuff, and I'm like, I'm not listing anything right now because
gas prices are through the roof.
Well, gas price, it's $25. It was $25 to list something on there, and that was just to approve the contract to list the thing. So you know how this fucking, we did it with Looks, we did it with Blur, we have all these open things. So I definitely think that's worth checking out, getting your points, but we'll see how the viability goes on that. But they have been dominating Ordinals very heavy, so they're probably the most popular Ordinals market. Pretty decent on Solana too, right? Tensor's their biggest competitor. I think there's some pretty good overlap. I personally prefer Tensor for on the Solana side, a little bit more like trader friendly layout. But again, Magic Eden is pretty good layout too. They are trying to unify everything in one space. That's a good move. As we get farther and farther down this path, a place where you can buy any chain NFT is exciting, right? It's a good goal to have. They're pretty neutral on stuff. People don't love them or don't hate them. I think Magic Eden's pretty good side of everyone's graces. They're not like OpenSea. So yeah, definitely worth watching the token. I'm not a big sell instantly type guy. I usually hold my airdrops. Been holding Uniswap since the day I got them. Haven't sold them. Eventually something's gonna happen if they're a halfway decent thing. I don't. Blur, I traded a lot of. I think I sold a couple days later. Usually you have like right when release happens, it's not the best time. Usually you let it marinate a little bit, get a couple of, but if you're looking just to flip and get back in again to it, usually we see a good dip after a couple days to a week. Whatever it is your fancy. Airdrop wise, I got Dim recently, Dimension, still holding those. I think we're in the more stage of keep them a little bit because we're in a bull market, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like during the bear market, as soon as you get them, fucking liquidate as much as possible. You're trying to preserve whatever you can get out of them. But definitely bull market, volume coming back. I think it's a good move.
And you can just see from all the meme coins and everything that are going on right now, the shit coins, again, when some attention gets to them, they're starting to rip. So all these other things that are just 100%. Sitting there waiting, this is that opportunity. You just have to wait a little bit longer. Can you wait? Of course, there are other situations where these airdrops can be not life-changing, but it could definitely help improve your life. Again, do what you need to do at
just depends
best.
On the depends on the thing, person on the product on the, exactly. And the product. Jitsoul, literally people are staking like one soul worth of stuff on 50 wallets and got like $200,000 airdrop to them. Exactly. So it's just really depends on the which ones you farm. And if they have no, that really marked the time where like people really started paying attention to airdrops more, and a lot more people were farming. I saw a lot of volume pick up around then. But yeah, I'm a big watch it. Let's see what happens. Bear markets are for selling your airdrops. Bull markets are for holding them for a little bit, see what happens. If they start doing, if it's a shitty one, obviously, no. But Magic Eden's definitely one of the well-known spaces or competitors in this market. Yeah, so definitely worth watching.
No, it makes sense. And on top of that, we'll talk a little bit about ETH and or NFTs as overall here. what I still see, like, in this bull market, like, we're not just going to stop having these airdrops and protocols or marketplaces or all these places coming in, main nets, all this stuff are going to come in. And just like we're seeing it now with the Pudgy Penguin or a Sappy Seals, where they're getting these airdrops. Again, what's great about these NFTs, these communities, is that these protocols and these people can go and find these communities that are active. Let's, for example, talk about Sappy Seals here, where they're actively, what is it, 700-800 people on Nifty Island playing Sappy Seals, right? You can get that and see all those active people, all those active wallets consistently playing a game where people are in.
You get way better metrics on the side of the products. You get their financial history, what they're going to work with, what other collections they own. So what collaborations might be better for your company in the future. We support Seals because those people are supporting us. We've already seen it happen. They were airdropping active users, palms on Nifty Island. The gold ones are 8 ETH. Yeah. The silver one are 2.3 ETH. Top 100 players got huge, you know, from 20 grand to, that's a big number, right? 2.3 is still, my math's all messed up because ETH went up so much lately. I'm so used to calculating it. Absolutely. At lower prices now.
We're back at where. But what's really funny is when we were at the peak, not Pico top, but very close to it, this is where NFTs, we saw Doodles at 25 ETH. We saw Cool Cats at 14. We saw Dead Fellas at 4. We saw Apes at over 100 ETH. And ETH was literally around here at the 4,000 mark. It's pretty interesting to see what's going to happen. And again, with all these.
One full cycle. You see the mania of NFT. Again, like, absolutely. I personally don't think a lot of these are going back to their all-time high prices. But I do think, because I personally think that ETH is going to continue to go higher and higher. But it doesn't mean, like, the USD price, yeah, I definitely think that ETH NFTs are going to be doing well. That's the kind of rub here. Are we near a bottom where ETH NFTs bottom out? Is it a good place to buy them? Attention has been very low across the board. Everyone's screaming about it. They're dying. The beloved apes are down tremendously. People are capitulating. And to me, it screams capitulation event, right? It's everything on my timeline screams like just how it did with FTX and everyone's. We're never coming back.
A lot of people, unfortunately, when they got into this, they got it in at those prices, those high, very high prices. So when they're seeing this, it doesn't feel good. And obviously, again, like yourself,
Carl, even for low holders, it doesn't feel good, man. You lose potential.
A lot of value. Absolutely. But again, obviously, for those higher ups, they're more salty and they're more screaming. And it's how I say it. When you look at reviews for restaurants or even like theme parks or whatever the case, or for a company, you're not. Like, the people that do the reviews are typically the people that are upset. They're going to give the 3-star, the 2-star review. Those people screaming loud, FUD, the whole nine, it's because they're upset. So, again, these projects, a lot of them have still been building as much as sometimes we're not that big of fans of them. They're still doing what they're supposed to be doing. They're building these startups. They're doing this stuff. But the main thing here is that if they can provide that value back to these individuals that bought at these prices, as well as low prices, high prices, we'll figure it out. But let's
delivering something to your community. Yeah. The ones that are stewing and catching attention or getting airdrops are the ones that are performing well.
That's
right?
What it is right now.
Pudgies have down from 20. They hit 22, but they're back down to 12. That's a huge, substantial move. But ETH also went from 2,000 to 4,000 in a month and a half, 2 months. So again, like, we've seen this constantly previously. In the they were always like that hedge, right? Like, if ETH was pumping, your NFT went down, then it came back. We don't know what we're going to expect. NFTs have to gain attention, and that means they have to put in some work, right? Like, I think that's why Pudgies get attention right now, because they actually deliver some stuff. Versus, look at the memes, right? Like, memes are everything right now. WIF is at like $2.50, and it has the market cap of most large companies in America. It's worth more than Cracker Barrel, right? So and we're about to do advertising, right? They're going to put it on the Sphere in Vegas just past.
I did see something. I don't know. Are they 100% able to do that based off of what crypto ads can go on that and whatnot? Like, do they make sure that they're able to even do? Like, I don't know.
I doubt it. It's 8 dudes on a multi-sig. Like, bro, we're putting it on the but it just shows you that $650,000 got added.
Absolutely.
And guess what happened? It was $650 worth of ETH. Solana at 150. Solana's now at 160. Do the math. It's a huge. And then again, that's all it is. It's pure attention. Holy shit! They gathered $1 million in a couple, like, a day or two to place an ad for a dog with a hat.
With a hat.
And ridiculous. It makes old people very angry, right?
Oh, yeah. It makes some even young people very angry.
I was talking with John about it. I thought it was hilarious.
I was making a joke, by the way. He loves it. I always talk about how I have my college roommate is the one. Whenever crypto's down, he puts on Instagram all over the place. Holy shit, it's the worst thing ever. Crypto's so stupid. It's a scam, the whole nine. And whenever he does that, a pump comes up. He did that the other day, and since then, crickets, 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 crickets. And then 2 days ago, or actually I think yesterday, he texted me. He's like, Mateo, I bought Bitcoin. I'm like, holy fuck. What do you mean you bought it? You're supposed to. And I told
everyone
him, listen.
Everyone gets Bitcoin the price they deserve.
Yeah, exactly, right? But it's just interesting to see that retail, that individuals that 4 years ago might have gotten burned or saw what happened, they're like, what the fuck do you mean it's already back up to what it happened 4 years ago? So a lot of really 70. Interesting things are going to happen on that side, especially as well on the bull cycle side of things. NFTs are typically at the end of them because people are grabbing those gains, putting it into something else. So I truly believe that NFTs, we're not there just yet, but it will be, if not the end of this year, maybe the beginning of, like, I honestly think it could be the end of next year. I don't know. What do you think?
Cycle-wise, the halving year is generally not when it's usually the following year, the before May. sell in May of 2025.
Yeah.
If you probably have a...
End of this year's... What do you
probably a 70% hit rate if you just follow past cycles,
past
I would say.
Past cycles, right, so. Yeah. All right, awesome, awesome. All right, let's talk about Sappy Seals. What happened in the space overall since we've been gone? I'm not singing the song, by the way, Cryer.
It's
we've seen Other Side, and that's the big one that everyone's talking about, the Bored Ape Other Side. This is going to be the metaverse. It's going to break the internet. If you go look right now, the Other Side land, it was, what was like the pico top of that? Maybe like 5, 6, 7 ETH. We're at like 0.2 right now. We have other games that have come out. Obviously,
your boy's down bad.
Oh, yeah, probably. Yeah, you're down bad on that one. We've seen Pudgy Penguin with their game. We've seen Apes with their game. We've seen, what are other ones that we've seen? Obviously, Decentraland. We've seen Sandbox. We've seen, I'm missing.
There's a bunch. Like, real, let me talk about like actual crypto games. Parallels, Shrapnel. Old dead games.
I'm so sorry. No, not even that. No, not even that. It was more on Nifty Island type game, right? So that you can go run around, be with friends, building the whole nine.
Yeah.
Sappy Seals goes, hey, we're going to do something like this as well. But what we're doing here, it's more of a stress test. And what's really funny about what I see on the internet is, or on X specifically, is all the apes right now talking about how the Sappy Seals game was awful yesterday. And what's really, really funny, it's so very similar to what Other Side was for a lot of features that it had. And what they said was, hey, this is beta. This is what the game's going to be. Sappy Seal comes into here and goes, this is not even a beta. This is barely a beta. It's more of a stress test.
Well, it's not even the game. It's not even their game. It's just it's just this infrastructure to allow people to connect concurrently in a web browser, right? That's the whole point, is it's a web browser game. They're trying to do a stress test, getting multiple people to test at the same time. The game is still going to not be this at all. It's going to be like, it's a pet battler, like a strategic pet battler. I definitely think that is funny. Got some apes complaining about it, but realistically it did what it's supposed to do. We had a couple hundred people in the same lobby with literally no lag or anything, no issues on that side. And he even said it was like an older build because they were having issues with the graphics loading on the current build. Overall, I think it's pretty cool. I think it's super interesting to see when you can compare to other games in the ecosystem of Amavia or like all these games that come out recently with these really high FTVs, low percentage release tokens. We see this like huge, like that's 2.5 billion FTV, and most of these tokens have hundreds of millions of market caps. So again, like we're coming from the Sappy Seals has been very crazy low budget, but they've been working a really long time on it. And they seemed very satisfied with the test in terms of the infrastructure. And they kept saying, oh man, everyone's loading in with no problem. So again, I think it's not the actual game. It's more of just like a infrastructure test. They've been teasing about when it's going to come out. I definitely think it's going to be interesting just because the market cap is pretty low, right? Even if they don't deliver something incredible, I still think there's a lot of wiggle room on the current pricing for sure. But again, I think they will. They seem pretty scrappy, and they definitely want it, right? Like they are always doing stuff, always building stuff. So yeah, I'm pretty excited about it.
just overall, the gaming side of it, this is literally why we started this podcast. This is NFTs and the Ethereum gaming. Blockchain and gaming, just overall gaming. This is what it's all
any
about.
Chain,
and,
but yeah.
And we only ETH though. Where's your ETH?
No, at? You like only
no,
ETH.
No. Only you like ETH. I'm supposed to support you, my friend.
What do you mean?
You're not wearing.
I'm a multi-chain maxi, dude. What are you talking about?
No. You're supposed to wear your ETH shirt, and maybe we would get on the
party. I'll wear the ETH shirt. Yeah, no problem. But
you know what I mean. Overall blockchain. Yeah. I'm so sorry, guys, for the Solana soldiers and the what are the Avax people?
Avax. Injective. We got all of them.
We got everything.
Arbonauts.
Whatever.
Talking about that. The ninjas or the.
Lord,
the Saiyans for the say. Oh yeah, there's a bunch of you've been gone.
I'm actually watching Dragon Ball Z, so I get that one. Back to it. What I was trying to say here is what's about to happen on the gaming side. We've seen FaZe Banks as well. We've seen a lot of people in the gaming space where they understand why the heck this is supposed to make sense, and that's literally the reason we made this podcast for it. So as a reminder to the people that have been with us for a very long time since we've been doing this podcast for a while, and I personally took this very small break. Reminder to why we're doing this is because we grew up as gamers.
Big nerds.
All the hours, the nerd hours, everything that you did when growing up, this is what it was for. You've been practicing your whole life to finally use all the resources that you freaking learned into this. This is what it's all about.
And now the games you play can probably make you money since you put time and effort into them instead of not making you any money.
Exactly. And you can have fun while doing
it. And you can still have fun, hopefully. That's the goal.
Hopefully. Some games are not fun, though.
That's the rub right here. We're in that stage where games aren't fun, and it's mostly about speculation on tokens, but
games.
Hey, I have fun speculating on tokens.
Why?
Too, so.
You know why games aren't fun? Because crypto's here and gaming's up here. And
for sure.
Imagine if gaming and
we're in the pong
started
era.
At the same exactly.
This cycle we're in 64.
We're in 64 now. So some games are a little, oh shit, maybe this is actually going to be a little bit good. And it's not just clicking buttons, like very click-based and not actual action and like strategic and all that. We already saw it again with Parallel on the trading card side of things and all these other shooter games that have been coming out as well on
for
Avalanche
sure.
and other chains. So hopefully we get to see a little bit more. But again, for those individuals that see themselves as people of gaming nerds, of trading card, anything like that, this is the main reason why we're doing this. And just listen to what we're saying. But of course, we can always be wrong, but we're at least criers typically. What's your percentage of being right, Crier?
I don't know. My account is up.
Yeah, your account's up, so pretty good. Pretty good. So listen to
it's not down.
Stuff. It's not down. Other people are down. The money that you're just holding there in your bank accounts is probably a little bit down with inflation.
That's right.
The one thing I will say
only
before... Only 1,000, right? Jesus. The one thing I will say is... What was the Michael Sayer? What did he say yesterday?
Have fun staying poor.
Have fun, but he said we call people...
He said we call fiat users poor people.
We call people that store, I forgot what it was.
Store money, store their value in fiat, poor people.
Poor.
That's what he said.
People. So what we're trying to be here is not poor. So let's figure out, obviously that's a joke, but let's talk about the nerd stuff before we get headed out of here.
Yeah, for sure.
So Crier, we can start Dune 2 because Dune 2 already released like what, three weeks ago? It's already been been already 3 weeks now.
Not 2 weeks, right? It's the first or something.
Okay, let's
whatever. It's past the grace period.
It's past the grace period. Better than the first movie or
Plug Years.
This is a we're going with spoilers here because holy fucking shit. Incredible.
Great movie. I'm a big fan of the books. The Vittel Villeneuve is incredible. He's one of my favorites. Arrival is super good. And he definitely knows how to make you immersed in the ecosystem and makes you feel it very quickly.
What I've been talking to a lot of people about is like, you all know how big of a fan I am of Marvel, of DC, of One Piece, all these fandoms. I couldn't imagine the feeling I would feel being a fan like yourself of Dune, like over the top fan. You've loved
it's like
the
my
books.
Dad's favorite book, so we grew up like reading it together and stuff like that. Like he loves that thing.
Imagine if that was a Marvel movie or like a One Piece movie. and that just happened, I would be losing my mind. It was that good, and the things I felt in that movie without being that super fan just showcases how good of a goddamn movie that was. From the middle scene when I'm really bad with names, but the main Timothy, when he went in and spoke to everyone in the cave, like when
Chalamet,
when he came in and spoke to everyone, and I was like, holy shit, he's just pretty much said, like, fuck it, I am him.
Yeah.
Number one. And number two, that end, the end of the fucking movie with the fight scene, I was literally...
Very good fight choreography, for sure.
Bro, I was, like, here, if you're watching it on YouTube, I was, like, this, my heart was racing, and I was next to my buddy Moffitt, Sean, and I was, like, holding on to him. Oh, my... holy shit. It was unbelievable, man. Phenomenal movie. Hopefully this means that we get one. I think he wants to do one more, right? That's what it is.
I mean, there's a lot of books, so I don't know what his goal is.
What I've heard is he wanted to do like a trilogy type thing, then allow another director to start doing the rest of the books and everything like that. So, again, super awesome on that side. The other things that have come out, obviously on the One Piece side, they had a break this last week, but dude, the animation on One Piece and the story of where it's heading, it's Egghead Island, unbelievable. I won't talk much about that, but the two things that are coming up that are very good, that I'm very excited for, is Invincible Season 2 Part 2 is live tomorrow, Thursday, as you're listening to this. And the other thing that's going on this month, we have actually two things. Bad Batch, the season the final season of Bad Batch is coming at live. I think it's the 20th of March. And then the other thing that we have is the X-Men 97, the old show from the 90s. They're getting a new show or a new season coming out this month as well. What's really weird about that show right now is it's 2 weeks away from being released, and they just fired the creator of the show. So a lot of people are saying that something happened with the creator. The creator, like, literally wiped his footprint off the internet, so it must have been something bad on that side. But hopefully it's not just one season, that's it, because X-Men show was so freaking good growing up. Hopefully we get a little bit more on that, but that's on my side, at least on the nerd end.
Shogun has been amazing.
Shogun, I heard, was really good, but I heard it's only one season. That's it, right?
I don't know. But I haven't followed too much about it. But it would make sense. It's a book. Very good. Very, 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 very well done so far. Very good. Just dialogues is incredible. The scenes are really good. Acting's great. Definitely check that out. But yeah, shitcoins and gaming is
shitcoin gaming. NFTs. I've
been playing Helldivers.
I've heard Helldivers
and
is really
and Crab Champions.
What the fuck? I'm not even gonna look.
He said he'd sponsor our shows if I bought Crab Champions for $10. And I was like, well, hell yeah.
So you got me sold.
So now I have to play Crab Champions with Toast. The show's now sponsored by Arcade. If you wanna go.
Arcade.xyz. If you wanna go get a loan on your ETH NFTs or any NFTs that are worthless. Or actually worth valuable. Something, go head over to arcade.xyz. Is it the number one trading platform or lending platform?
It's the number one P2P lending platform.
Number one P2P lending platform in the blockchain. Can I say in the
That's
world?
Right.
In the world and blockchain.
On the chain.
On the chain. Boom. But again, head over to Arcade. They've been super awesome.
The alpha is USDC loans.
That's interesting.
USDC loans in terms of I have a valuable, for example, I loan my Pudgy's worth 60 whatever it is now, what I don't know what is it, for 52,000. I can probably get $20,000 in USDC with for 90 days, and I think the price of ETH will probably continue repay your interest is like 20%, so it's pretty good. So that's what I've been doing.
If you round the one, you do the decimal points, you can make some money on that side. Obviously, if you're good. So obviously don't do it if you don't understand loans. And that's why
I'm a big conviction guy.
NRN Discord. Head over to the NRN Discord where this guy, gentleman right here, Cryer, can give you some pointers of what exactly you should do. Again,
we got some newbies in there just starting some TA.
Oh, yeah.
Shout out to Jackson. My man, I haven't seen anybody come in with actually trying to learn something in a while, so it's good to see.
We've seen actually. I've seen a few on the internet.
I meant he's just going out. He like bought books. He's going in.
Oh,
like,
yeah. Jackson's going to be.
Jackson's he's gonna do some numbies.
There's definitely others in the NRN Discord that have gone in and for like sure. People we haven't seen in the last year or so, even new people that are in trying to learn, trying to figure it out. Obviously, 100%. I haven't been
that's
converted. I haven't been converted into the shitcoiner yet because the last time I was, Crier smacked the shit out of me.
I actually liquidated him.
We still talk about that a little bit. But again, this is the opportunity, guys. This is an opportunity where
are not exit liquidity.
Yeah, there's an opportunity for your anymore. Friends not to be exit liquidity. It's for other people to be. No, no, no.
We're PVE market right now. We're against the boomers as they buy Bitcoin. Bitcoin, old-timey Bitcoin holders sell their Bitcoin, rotate into memes and other things that have more chance of multiples. So as long as Bitcoin goes up, memes go up.
And as long as Yaba changes his PFP.
He's been the same PFP going. For.
No. Go look right now. It changed.
Did he really?
Yeah, in the Discord.
Oh my god.
In the Discord. It's this changed. Guy. It's like a big ass ape.
Oh my god.
We won't talk about it. But again, for every one of you guys, just let you know we are back and we ain't fucking leaving either. So thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of Nerd FT Radio. This is season 2. The official start of the bull market. Hopefully we can clip that one day and literally say that March 13th was the start of the actual bull market, and then we become famous on this side. So we'll see what
the bull market started a long time ago, and you've just been absent.
This is
the ETH. One. You can say ETH NFTs. We'll go with
the
that.
The ETH. Wait, what? Yeah, let's go with that. The ETH NFT.
NFTs are bottomed.
Market is back. We're at the bottom. I'm putting my stamp of approval. I'm
313.
313. Today's the day. 4 o'clock. 4 p.m.
From here, there will be no more selling allowed.
No
on
more
your ETH
selling
NFTs.
Allowed. Everything's going up.
We'll check back next week and see how that
we'll figure it
went.
Out if we're good. But again, go grab a new brick that you've never grabbed before.
Season 2 brick. All these bricks say brick. Season 2, SCN 2.
And
new house. We're building a new house.
Yeah, just make a new house. All right, peace. All right.
Later.